And it, but it also hurt me probably because it threw me into the, like that sophomore course. And I just probably wasn't ready for it.
Well, was this a major, minor type of situation? Are you wearing, were you in a journalism program?
Mm-hmm. I was, as is the normal degree plan for a journalism major at that time was a major in journalism, minor in English. Mm-hmm. I changed that after that term. Got the department head to agree to me shifting my minor to history.
I see.
But I still had to finish 4 semesters of English.
Mm-hmm.
Was
it composition and
yes, sir? Yeah, well, composition, rhetoric, first 2 semesters. Mm-hmm. And which I had done those in that summer term.
Mm-hmm.
And Shakespeare, and then an English lit course. And I took the early one, early English lit, whatever it was.
Texas A&M, is that a college station?
Yes.
And a college station is a town, is that right?
It's adjoins Bryan, Texas.
Now, one thing I wanted to ask somebody from Texas A&M, I hear that at football games, the student body stands up all the time.
That is correct.
Is that true? Where did that get started? Did they get tiring?
Is it more tiring to stand all the time or jump up and down all the time? Standing through the football game shows every Aggie's intent to be willing to enter the fray if need be.
Mm, I see.
It's your 12th man tradition. It started when, 1 year back in the 30s, I think it was. Of course, you had a lot smaller teams and this sort of stuff back at that time. And it had been a rough year, and it was getting towards the end of the year, and a bunch of people had been banged up, and they were into this last game of the year, and another player had gotten injured, and the coach sent up in the stands and got this boy that had played football, come out, say, in the beginning of the year, and then dropped out of the program, and asked him to come down in case he was needed. So he came down out of the stands and went and suited up and was ready to enter. Yeah. Of course, it also used to symbolize that we were ready to start a fight. They used to have a lot of fights at A&M games. This gave you a running start, you know.
Those Aggies are pretty vociferous football fans.
They can be. Mm-hmm. We never really had a fight. When I was down there, came close to one my freshman year, but that was it.
Well, who was the big rival with A&M?
University of Texas. That's a big rival. Thanksgiving shootout, whatever.
Yeah.
We've been enjoying some good fortune the last few years, last 3 or 4
yeah,
3 years.
That's a very good team.
Yeah.
I remember a story of hearing a story about Bear Bryant. That I think that was one of his first major coaching jobs.
That was the one he had just before he went to Alabama.
Yeah, that's right. But I read or heard somewhere that when Brian went out to A&M, he had heard a little bit about this Aggie spirit, so he decided he'd juice up the crowd. He had to speak at a pep rally, and he went up the microphone, loosened up his tie, and that started a murmur going, you know. And he took the thing all the way off, and a little bit louder. Then he took off his coat, threw it down, and stomped on it. Aggies went crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course, back then you didn't have any women.
Yeah.
And so you didn't have too many, and the ones we had when I was there weren't much consideration.